Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I can't hardly believe it. It's that time of year again when Tech Vibe Radio goes behind stage at Demo Day here at Stage AE. It's kind of like a tradition now where we get to really show our listeners, tell our listeners about some of the newest startup companies coming out of Pittsburgh. It's very, very exciting for us to do this show. So happy to be here talking to these new companies because this is really the future of Pittsburgh when all is said and done. And we have a jam-packed evening. We have 14 companies coming out of the Demo Day programming. This is their big night for them to actually pitch to a crowd of about 1,000 people here. There's investors, there's potential partners, there's just people that are all geeked out about tech here in Pittsburgh in the crowd, and they're all here to learn about these companies and really celebrate all the hard work they've been going through the Alpha Lab and Alpha Lab Gear programs, which are part of Innovation Works. And really, Innovation Works, they've been 20 years in business doing this, and the Alpha Lab programs have been 10, and then Alpha Lab Gear for 5 years, really helping to get these startups off the ground, giving them all the support that they need to succeed and come to this day and really enter the world kicking and screaming. And we have our first guy here, Tony Zhao. He is from a really cool company called Calm Mind. So first off, thanks for taking the time to talk to us after the event. Quickly, I mean, how's it feel to just come off a stage staring down about 1,000 people out there?
Well, it feels awesome. And it's just so much relief of the stress. But I think I did a good job.
Very, very cool. So tell our listeners about Calm Mind. This is a really cool company. Pittsburgh is all about artificial intelligence. And you're taking it to the next level. Tell us all about that.
Yeah, so Calm Mind is an AI company that focuses on conversational AI technologies. And we're using conversational AI to enable a new way for business and a brand to sell their products. And we believe this will disrupt the future of marketing and sales.
Very cool. So where did you get this idea from? How did you decide, I got to start a company?
Yeah, so I think I have a very entrepreneurship mind from early on. But also, this is also the same topic that I did in my PhD at Carnegie Mellon. So we have the latest technologies, so why not make it a product and bring into the real world?
So what was it like going through the process to take this idea, this research you were doing at Carnegie Mellon, and say, I'm turning this into a company? How did that help you along the way to actually get to the point now where you're like, hey, I'm a company?
Yeah, I think Alpha Lab is the key factor. So we initially started from a simple idea. We do some MVP, but then we apply to Alpha Lab and we're lucky to be chosen to be this cohort. And then we really get into business, finding the go-to-market, finding the pain points. And then, we're here.
So exciting for you guys. So if our listeners want to learn more about Calm Mind, is there a good website for them to check out and learn more about you guys?
Yeah, just check out calmmind.ai, calmmind.ai. You will find the information about us.
Fantastic. Congratulations. And looking forward to your success here in Pittsburgh. Keep growing that company. We're really proud of you.
Thank you very much.
So our second presenter just off the stage, and I just love this. Like I said, every year, it's just so much fun to see these men and women coming off the stage, presenting their new companies for the first time to the general public here in Pittsburgh. And we have Doug Nelson of Loomis, not afraid of a big crowd from what I can tell. So Doug, congratulations, and tell us about Loomis.
Yeah, Loomis is illuminating healthcare education with augmented reality and automated instruction. Patient simulators are currently used to train doctors, nurses, and other healthcare providers, but they require immense resources, multi-million-dollar facilities, expensive simulators, a lot of human resources. And what our technology does is reduces the amount of resources necessary for programs to take advantage of this efficient method, this effective method at providing training.
Sounds like a very sensible way to be going about this and the way the technology is kind of moving forward. What was your inspiration behind this to really make this thing happen and say, I'm turning this into a company, for crying out loud? That's a bold move.
Yeah, so a couple things. We started as a research project, and clinical educators would come to us and say, can you make something to help me teach X, Y, Z? Before long, we were building the alphabet of projects, and we heard at conferences, hey, how much is this worth? Research conferences, how much is this worth? When can I buy it? And that really got our gears turning. And then personally, for myself and then our co-founders, we witnessed family and friends experience medical errors, and we wanted to be able to provide a solution through training that may be able to mitigate those.
What was one of the coolest things about going through the Alpha Lab program? What really opened your eyes and made you feel like, I'm going to move this company forward by going through this?
I would say the friendships, interacting with the different entrepreneurs and discussing different business plans. A lot of people go through the same things. So having that open discussion and dialogue, the community involved with Innovation Works and Alpha Lab, Alpha Lab Gear, I think is really what adds value.
Complete support group there. I mean, I see you guys backstage, you're high-fiving each other because everyone's really just concerned about how everyone's going to do. And there's that real feeling of family here as far as that goes. And I just think it's so great. So people want to learn more about Lumis. Where can they go and check you out?
They can check us out on our website, lumiscorp.com. Admittedly, it's quite terrible at this point.
We love terrible websites. They're the best.
Yeah, we have some cool demonstration videos, and they could email me at doug.nelson@lumiscorp.com in order to get more info.
That's fantastic. And before I let you go, you talked about not being afraid of this 1,000-person crowd. You said you've spoken to bigger crowds. Where have you been speaking at big crowds?
Yeah, so as part of that research, our technology was awarded first place in technology innovation at the International Meeting for Simulation in Healthcare a few years ago, and I presented to over 3,000 people there. Admittedly, it was nice and easy because I could stand and hide behind a podium and had some notes, but really helped me prepare for this night.
Did a great job. Congratulations. You're making Pittsburgh proud, man. We dig it.
Great. Thank you.
So our next entrepreneur and our last entrepreneur for this segment, so much going on here at Demo Day. So we have Tracy Saunders from the Women's Job Search Network. I'm really excited to learn more about this. So Tracy, congratulations. I'm just so proud of everybody here. Everyone's doing such a great job. Tell us about this company of yours.
Yeah, so Women's Job Search Network is really created to help women win at job search, right? So infusing the gender conversation in the job search conversation. You know, women look for work differently than men, and we want to address those issues because they have to do with our lifestyle needs, and we want to empower women to actually apply for jobs and help them succeed through an often grueling process.
Very grueling process. I'm assuming you got this idea because this is something you went through and felt like there's a solution for this, right?
Yeah, I've been at every stage and every archetype of female job seeker, and I've been a recruiter in tandem, right? And so even as a recruiter at times, I felt powerless in the job search itself.
Wow, that's so interesting. Yeah. Okay, so that's enough to be like, wait a second, there's got to be something to do about this, right?
Yeah, I mean, I thought, like, if I can't even sort of surmount this job search problem, and I've been doing this my whole life, then what are women who have no expertise in job search going to do? And I felt like that prohibited a lot of women from entering the market, the job search market. And so that truly creates the gender gap, and that's what I want to help with.
I love it. What an awesome solution. If people want to learn more about this, where can they go and check you out?
Yeah, womensjobsearchnetwork.com.
Just that simple. So before I let you go, I mean, obviously you look very, very much relieved now after being up there. So what was it like being up there on stage in front of all those people, telling them this has been your passion, your blood and your guts for the past however long, and now it's your big day? What did it feel like up there?
Well, I'll tell you that, honestly, this has been a whole life in the making, actually, this company. I was really ready to tell that story. I mean, obviously, public speaking is sort of new, but I really feel like I've been called to do this, and I was really happy to share it.
Fantastic. We're so glad that you're doing just that. This is Jonathan Kirsting from the Pittsburgh Technology Council here on Tech Vibe Radio. We are at Demo Day, the big day when all Pittsburgh's newest tech companies are coming out and just letting the world know we're here. We're doing some great stuff. It's love being here. It's all part of Innovation Works. Go to innovationworks.org. Go to Alpha Lab, alphalabgear.org as well, to learn all about these awesome programs that have really been making Pittsburgh pop these days. Simple as that. We're taking a quick break, and we're coming right back with more Demo Day. I swear, so many more cool tech companies coming right at you. Do not turn your dial. Welcome back, everybody. You are indeed listening to Tech Vibe Radio, a very special Tech Vibe Radio, as we are bringing you behind the scenes backstage from Demo Day, where Pittsburgh's newest, most freshly minted tech companies are coming out and presenting to the world. More than 1,000 people in attendance tonight. It's an amazing. You look out there, it's just a sea of people to cheer on these companies, to learn about them, to see where the new investments are going to be happening, to see where the new connections are going to happen. 14 companies presenting tonight. Like I said, it is a jam-packed Tech Vibe Radio. Not much time to mess around. And we have our latest presenter just came off a stage. Who am I talking to, and what's your company?
Hi, I'm Navid Kazem, co-founder and CTO of Arieka.
So what's the company? Tell me all about this company.
Yeah, in Arieka, we manufacture this magic material, which is a thermally conductive rubber that we call Thubber. So Thubber solves...
Thubber! I love it. Keep going. I love it.
Yeah, Thubber solves one of the most important challenges facing many industries, and that's how to manage heat.
I imagine like the automotive industry, aviation. I mean, this seems like pretty miraculous stuff. Where did you develop this?
We developed this as part of my PhD research project at Carnegie Mellon University. And it's a patent pending. We work on this the last 5 years of my PhD. And heat management is a huge problem in virtually every industry. So in electronics, poor heat management means that we have to slow down the computer processor's clock speed.
Right, in automotive
and in aerospace, the rubbers that are currently being used for vibration and shock absorption trap heat. And in wearables, the current heat management systems are not adequate to run high-power computing on the skin. So we stubborn solved this problem. With our patent-pending invention from my PhD project, we are able to dissipate heat at much more faster rate, somewhat similar to stainless steel, while it's mechanically similar to silicon rubbers.
That is absolutely amazing. I would love to see this stuff in action. I mean, as far as like 5 years of research, I mean, was your idea to turn this into a company?
Well, when we started, it was just an idea. But then after, like, we work on it, we thought, like, this is a pretty amazing thing that we are working with. And this combination of properties is so unique and unheard of in the current market that even NASA is interested in using Thubber in aerospace applications. So we currently have a contract with NASA to explore the usage of Thubber in space technologies, including heat management in spacesuits, as well as passive cooling system in space missions like Mars mission. Imagine we could have Thubber in space. That's pretty mind-blowing to me.
And it all started in Pittsburgh with your mind. I love it. People learn more about it. Where can they go and check you out?
They can go and check our website, arieca.com, ARIECA.com. And they can shoot an email to info@arieca.com if they want to like test the samples, if you want to test the material, and just like they just want to know what it is.
Love it. Congratulations. Amazing stuff. This is why I love being in Pittsburgh. There's men and women like you starting companies like this. Awesome stuff. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
It's the never-ending cavalcade of just great, cool new tech companies coming backstage one after another. It's like clockwork here on Tech Vibe at Demo Day. And we are talking to CC BusyWork. We have Greg here. Greg, very cool company. I mean, you've made it through many, many, many weeks and months of building this thing through the Alpha Lab program. Congratulations on making it to this point.
Thank you very much.
So tell us, what is CC Busy?
So at CC Busy, we're working on giving childcare providers the power of voice, specifically Amazon Alexa and Google Assistant, to help them comply with regulations, communicate with parents, save some time.
That's very important parts of our life here, and using technology to make it easier. Yep. Are you hanging out with the folks at Flexible by any chance? I'm thinking like you might be talking to those guys, right?
Absolutely. We're good friends with the leaders of Flexible. Absolutely.
Are you deploying any of your technology there and beta testing it and stuff like that?
So we're focused on family child care homes where
I gotcha.
So a small business are taking care of 4 to 12 kids in their home. And in particular, they're receiving state subsidy. So they are subject to regulations and want to help them keep in compliance with those regulations.
Gotcha. So I'm telling our listeners about this must be a pretty big market, I'm assuming, for you to be going after this. It's like there's more people that are in this situation with this type of care.
That's right.
And having this type of connection just makes it all the better for them.
So there's about 2,000 such providers in Allegheny County and about 3,500 in Pennsylvania overall and about 120,000 nationwide.
So what made you go out and say, I'm building a company out of this? I'm always wondering what makes someone just tip over that point and say, nope, I'm doing this. I'm going to make it into a company. I'm going to move it forward.
So I've known my co-founder for quite some time. My wife is in early childhood, and she introduced us because of our passion for technology. I got an Amazon Alexa over the holidays last year and started programming it. And when I shared the skill I built, she said, hey, that's a company. And that like, led us to
I think it is. Oh, that's a cool story. I absolutely love it. And so would you think that a year and a half or so later, here you are with a company presenting and making Pittsburgh proud? I love it.
It feels really great, you know, to be here at Demo Day. And last week we won second place in a prize, which came with a great investment that gives us a better chance towards success.
So you are well on your way. I want my listeners to know where they can learn more. How can they learn more about CC Busy?
So you can visit our website at www.ccbusy.com.
Just that simple. I love simple websites. I can remember that. CC Busy, great. Congratulations on such a great job. We're so glad you're here with us tonight on Tech Vibe. And big old Demo Day. We love it, man.
Thanks for having us.
there's definitely a technology for every application out there. And this is a company I'm really excited to talk about. It's FarmJenny. And we have Rob. I can't pronounce your last name. Was it?
It's Krauthammel.
Krauthammel. Yeah. Excellent. So FarmJenny, this is a cool company. I'm going to let you do all the talking about what FarmJenny is.
So FarmJenny is really born out of our experience in professional life and personal life. So my wife, Tammy, and I have worked in tech for 20 years here in Pittsburgh, and every night we've returned to our own small farm. And we've seen these connections between what we're doing in our professional life in medical devices and worker safety with the challenges we have on our own small farm. So what we recognize is that animals show issues in their behavior first, long before
makes sense, right.
Long before their vital signs would show a problem. So our system makes very small observations of animals' behavior, a lot of little observations, sends them to our cloud where we do predictive analytics.
I love this. Keep going. It's so cool.
To sort of discover when an animal's behavior has changed in a way that means there's something wrong with it.
What's typically wrong with an animal? Are these for like cows, horses?
Yeah. So we believe the technology applies to a lot of different farm animals. So when we interview cow farmers, you know, a dairy farmer, his typical habit or her habit is to go out and in the morning when he's feeding his animals, he looks over his herd and he discovers an animal that isn't acting the way he's used to seeing that animal act. So it can be not associating with the same group of other animals, or it can be something more noticeable. So in the case of horses, our go-to-market product is for horses. And so one of the number one fears horse owners have is colic. Colic is an intestinal distress.
I hear about that, absolutely.
So when a horse is experiencing colic, he starts to paw at the ground or roll or bite at his side.
So you have a sensor that knows he's rolling more or biting more than he normally would.
Our sensor just has to discover behaviors. It has to discover where the animal is on the farm. It has to discover how the animal's moving, the animal's posture, and the motions of the animal.
Were you testing this on your own animals?
We are, absolutely. Oh, yeah. We've had these sensors on our animals for almost a year now. So, yes, this is born out of our experience and needs. I mean, we lost a horse to colic.
Wow.
And I wish that we had had a solution.
Right.
Like
you could have found it earlier and treated
exactly.
The horse knowing that he had
exactly.
More time.
Yeah.
That is so amazing. I love the fact that you're a technologist, but you're also a farmer.
Yeah.
You're bringing your two passions together for something that's going to really could change a lot of animals' lives and farmers' lives, too.
Absolutely. I think Pittsburgh is a great place to do ag tech, too, because it's a town that's got a lot of tech going on, but it's also got farms. We have a 30-minute commute from our farm to our tech jobs.
Just that close.
Downtown. And it's, you know, you can't do that in many tech hubs.
If people want to learn more about FarmJenny, where can they go and check you out?
Go to farmjenny.com. Look us up. Shoot us a message. We'd love to hear about your story with your animals.
It's an amazing company. I'm so glad you're part of Demeter. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Looking forward to your continued success.
Great.
And really making Pittsburgh what it's doing today. We can't do it without you, Rob. Thank you
All
so
right.
much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We're taking a quick break. We're coming back with more Tech Vibe Radio here at Demo Day. Can't thank InnovationWorks enough for having us here with their Alpha Lab and Alpha Lab gear programs. Go to innovationworks.org and check them out, as well as Alpha Lab and Alpha Lab gear as well. Too much great stuff going on. We have so many more interviews coming your way. Like I said, we're about halfway, third of the way through. So I can't keep track of all the companies. So there's 14 all together. Stay tuned for it. This is Jonathan Kirsten with the Pittsburgh Tech Council. Learn more about us at pghtech.org. Follow us on Twitter at pghtech. So glad you can join us here on Friday night. It's actually Tuesday right now because I am at Demo Day backstage at Stage AE hanging out with InnovationWorks. Go to innovationworks.org and check them out. They're doing so much to help Pittsburgh tech companies. They're the funders behind many of them, and also through their Alpha Lab and Alpha Lab gear programs. And Demo Day is that night when the latest cohort graduates and they get to really show Pittsburgh what they're up to. 1,000 people out there at Stage AE, and I'm so excited because I feel like I'm getting first crack at these new companies. And we have EverHire. We have Paul Bradley Slay here, and you look cool, calm, and collected because you were not on stage. and it's one of the things where I could not do that. And so I'm so glad to talk to you and learn more about EverHire. So thanks for talking to me and telling me about EverHire.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm one of the co-founders of EverHire, and essentially we're making professional recruiting more accessible to growing tech companies. The way we do that is by pairing a national network of top independent recruiters with startups and growing tech companies to help them fill their positions more quickly. And then we infuse technology behind the scenes with our recruiters to make them more efficient and the general recruiting process more efficient. Essentially taking the entire recruiting process off founders and engineering leadership's hands so they can focus on growing their business. business.
I see this problem day in and day out at the Pittsburgh Tech Council. Many of our members, they are stuck in the middle of trying to hire. They're the engineers. They're not the hiring people, but they're in that mode, so they need this type of help. They need to know about you guys. So obviously, you've probably suffered this type of problem, and you're like, wait a second, we can build a better solution for this. Am I correct in that?
You are not wrong. Yes. So my co-founder, Yannick, was a software engineer at a startup and watched the painful process as team tried to grow.
Horror stories, right?
Horror stories on how much time it was taking him and other leaders at the company to grow that team. And then myself, I came from a recruiting company or a recruiting background at a software company and helped our team grow in one of the largest hiring years. And then also had to see internally us deal with the peaks and troughs of hiring and how the recruiting team needed to grow very quickly or shrink very quickly.
You got to scale and shrink it super fast sometimes.
And we could have used someone who was helping to scale the team in those peak seasons so that we didn't have to hire more internal staff.
That's amazing. What would you say is the biggest takeaway from having gone through the whole Alpha Lab program?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, one of the things we appreciated so much from Alpha Lab was just the network, the connections. They're really one step away from anyone in the Pittsburgh community. So it's been great to just lean on them to get us in touch with industry leaders, potential clients, people who might be interested in hearing about our services.
Fantastic. If I want to learn more about your services, what's the best place to go and learn all about EverHire?
EverHire.com.
I love it when it's that simple. I like these super nice, simple, concise websites. Even I can remember that. A radio host can remember that. Congratulations. And so glad you're doing what you're doing here in Pittsburgh, man. Very, very cool.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's great to be here.
So our next company is EXGWare. Prakas, thanks for taking the time. What a cool company you've got cooking up these days. Tell me all about it.
Thank you, Jonathan, for sowing the excitement in the company. Yes, this is actually something came up with last 3 years of research work. We used to go to a lot of international conferences in wearable technologies and how to interface with a robot or external surrounding. And then we noticed that a lot of these products are very bulky.
Right. They're it's not good, right?
And after 2 minutes of wearing, you want to get rid of it. And they're not very human-centered, you know, not very intuitive experience you get out of it. So we thought that, you know what, there are technologies to make these things really smaller, non-obtrusive, and more human-centered. And we started working on it. We tried with a lot of people. We tried with even disabled people. We tried with people in various settings with a robot, with playing a toy, and try to make them use and interact. And we got a lot of data. We published papers on it. And then we have gone to various international conferences and gotten a lot of awards. Then we thought, you know, let's launch this.
Let's do this thing, right? So you go to Alpha Lab and they take you on board and you've now grown this company. So what was like going through that process and getting to the point where it's demo day and you just come off of a stage presenting to 1,000 people?
Yeah. So first of all, you know, like Alpha Lab Gear, I mean, they're one of the great supporting, you know, accelerator here. They have nurtured so many companies out here. So that was the first choice for us to go and try. And we applied without knowing whether, you know, we even have a chance or not.
Exactly.
At that stage, because we are so early. And, you know, we showed whatever we have accomplished in the last 1 year. And it all fell through very well. You know, we went through a due diligence process. It was fantastic. And we went through. The whole program was fantastically structured. It allowed us a lot of networking opportunity, talking to customers, and then fine-tuning our product as we kind of work through that. And there was a terrific learning experience. And coming up, cooking all, you know, that for this demo day. And this is a completely different ball game altogether, because previously, you know, we used to present as a research project. Now we have to present, you know, to the audience, which is very diverse.
Right, exactly.
Very broad. And, you know, it's more like almost giving a theatrical performance. You know?
I love it, man. It's so exciting.
How do we connect this product, which is not existing, which is more of a futuristic market that we are aiming at?
Exactly.
And how do you get the audience really understand that and think, wow, I can see its future, you know?
Absolutely.
So that was all about.
So people want to learn more about EXGWare. Where can they go and learn more?
Yeah. So I think they should definitely come and stop by our demo. I mean, we have a website, exgware.com.
So we're talking to Matt Michaud from Hustle. Cool company, man. And you got the cool look going because, A, you got a cool Hustle shirt on, which I like. And you just came off a stage in front of a lot of people staring you down. So how did it feel up there?
Pretty exhilarating to be out there in front of, I don't know, 600, 800, 1,200 people. Thought it was going to be a nerve-wracking experience leading up to it, but once I got out there, felt this eerie calm that you were describing backstage a couple of minutes ago.
The calmness continues as you bring that on to Tech Vibe Radio, and I kind of like the calmness that's going on. So what is Hustle?
Hustle is a way for youth athletes to find ways to improve their game when coaches aren't around.
Aha. That's probably fairly common thing. I mean, lots of kids playing sports, 90. Only a few coaches, and kids want to improve. How do they do it?
Yeah, 90% of Americans' youth play one sport or another throughout their adolescence. So a lot of kids either get better when they're in practice with coaches, or the second way is skills development training on their own, and that's where we come in.
Very cool. So, I mean, what was the inspiration behind this? I mean, obviously, you're seeing a market out there. Personal experience that's kind of driving this? What's the backstory on Hustle?
I used to be a high school coach, and early mornings before school started, I'd put players through workout routines. We'd come in, get a couple hundred shots up in the gym, and then I got married, then I had a kid, and 5 a.m. was just not possible.
Not happening, right?
Not happening.
Other priorities.
So we started to put together some YouTube playlists the kids could follow along when I wasn't there, when the coach wasn't there, and it seemed to work. Not maybe as effectively as me being there, but it was a good substitute.
Right. It was something to at least kind of help improve and keep kids engaged, because obviously if they're going to be improving, it's going to keep them engaged with the sport, right?
Yeah.
And that's something that really keeps kids on the straight and narrow, right?
Absolutely. And it does wonders for a team that might not have a really gifted athletic program, but if you've got kids who are dedicated to making their skills better, it makes my job as a coach much easier.
So what was it like going through the program, taking this as an idea, knowing you could build it and scale it, and now the point where it's like, hey, I'm a baked company, I'm ready to go?
That's right. We've had about 80,000 kids use the app over the course of the last year and a half. We just started offering a subscription service for some premium content. We partner with professional coaches and trainers to package up their know-how, and then we distribute it to our users. Alpha Lab has been a great help in finding out the best ways to test new ideas, to get a better product in front of our users. And we've seen a big jump in terms of usability, in terms of customer retention. And, it's been a really great experience.
How can I download the Hustle app and get better at my jump shot?
All you have to do is go to hustletraining.com, and whether you have iOS or Android, it's available for you there.
So no stranger to Tech Vibe Radio is Mary Jo Dietrich from Caregoji. Congratulations. I'm so excited for you guys going through the demo day. This is like one of the biggest days in Pittsburgh's tech scene.
We are super excited, and we're just so proud of this moment and just proud to wrap up Alpha Lab and further on and, launch Caregoji even further.
You had a definitive look of relief upon your face, because it's no joke standing up there in front of 1,000 people all like, hey, what's she going to talk about with Caregoji? And I don't get to hear the presentations because I'm backstage here. So give me a little snippet of your presentation. What's the pitch for Caregoji?
Oh, wow. Okay, hold on. Now I totally forgot.
No, I didn't forget.
I got this. So Caregoji is disrupting my first business and really taking a leap to disrupt the industry. And so Caregoji is there to link family caregivers to care seekers.
Absolutely. No, I mean, it's such an important thing, too, because, everyone has a family member at some point where they need help. And how do you get trusted help to take care of your mom or your uncle? And so you make that platform where it makes it, A, trustworthy, you know who you're going to get, and you're bringing the price down, too. That's the part that I love the most. You're doing, both ends of the equation here.
Yeah, it's so cool. And then also, people think it's just for seniors, but it's actually for the son and daughter, the 45, the 55-year-old.
That's me. Yeah. I'm, right in that demographic. It's oh, my goodness. So you said you're disrupting your own industry, which I think is just crazy. What's it been like growing this company, knowing that, I'm taking this to new places?
Yeah, it's been very challenging because the other company is doing pretty well as well, but I know that I have a different clientele for the do-it-yourself model, and that's folks who have already been to the traditional agency and wants to save more money.
Absolutely, absolutely. So what are your next steps now? Now that you're out of Alpha Lab and into the, dare I say, the real world, a little less insulation going on there, what are your next steps? Is there a raise, trying to get more customers? What's the next plan?
Yeah, we're super excited. We had a few offers from a big pharma as well as a major retail store. So you may be seeing us soon in some Pittsburgh stores.
I like it. So you're starting out quick. That's very, very exciting. So people want to learn more about Caregoji. Where can they go and check you out. I think everyone needs to see this site and see what you guys are up to.
Sure. It's www.caregogi.com. Caregogi.
Perfectamundo. I absolutely love it. What I love even more is being here at Demo Day backstage at Stage AE, bringing you interviews from the brave women and men starting really cool companies here in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's growing and doing great things because we have people putting their skin in the game. We get to bring you their stories here on Tech Vibe Radio. We love doing it. The Pittsburgh Technology Council, that's what we're all about, too. We're here to help those companies along the way. Learn more about us at pghtech.org. Since 1983, helping tech companies succeed. This is Jonathan Kirsting. I'll be back with more action from Demo Day and also learn about InnovationWorks by going to innovationworks.org. They're the ones behind all this Demo Day stuff. So I'll be right back. More entrepreneurs, more tech companies, I swear. Oh, I'm so glad you are spending your Friday night with us here on Tech Vibe Radio. You made a very wise choice because it's very rare. It's only like once every 18 months, Tech Vibe goes behind the stage of Demo Day here at Stage AE. We love doing this. We love helping out with InnovationWorks. They put on one heck of an event. Like, literally, it is like one of the biggest nights in technology here in Pittsburgh when Demo Day happens. It's the 14 new tech companies coming out, telling their story, giving their pitch, talking to potential investors, potential customers, friends and family. Everybody's out there. Love being a part of it. And we're going to be winding this down with our last bit of interviews with our entrepreneurs here. And I'm talking to a guy here that I'm really excited. Actually, he was on Tech Vibe a few weeks ago. He traveled with us to Seattle for our Pittsburgh to Seattle startup mission. We have Brad Kreil here from Velocity Robotics. And you came walking in here like, I thought, did you present already? Like, yeah, I present. I'm like, you should look a little more flustered. And you're like, I'm not flustered. You look like you're cool as a cucumber, man. So thanks for hanging out with me again. I appreciate it.
Thanks a bunch. Glad to be here. Very excited to be here.
So what's it like getting to this point? I mean, this is pretty exciting. I mean, this is like a milestone for you. And I know that you already have your Kickstarters up, I believe, right, for your product? And
pre-orders. It's self-hosted. But yeah, pre-orders are open as of October 1st. Yeah.
Very cool. So Velocity Robotics, actually, you gave me a little demonstration of this the other night. You cut a gigantic Toblerone chocolate to size on your saw, but you actually help people actually measure very precisely to make precise cuts, not waste materials. Cool little piece of robotic technology on the end of a saw.
Absolutely. So a big part of what we do is make robotic technology very, very applicable to a real-world application, right, to improve contractors' ability to measure and cut, making that workflow faster, and making their whole job site work more efficiently.
And this is something you can actually attach onto any table saw, as far as that goes?
Any miter saw, chop saw, table saw, tile saw, I mean, even drill presses and stuff. So it's really any kind of tool that, lots of power tools, basically.
And what kind of a blade do you need to cut through a Toblerone chocolate bar? Is it a fine tooth or more of a coarse cut?
I guess it depends on how much chocolate dust you want.
Lots of chocolate dust. That's where it's all
then,
at,
then
right?
You got to go with the wide blade then.
The wide blade. Very cool. So you had this as an idea, and you've grown this into a company, and you went through the Alpha Lab program to do this. What was the biggest takeaway you had from going through the program and now getting to where you're taking pre-orders now?
So the biggest takeaway is get out in front of customers early and often, and keep on doing that over and over again.
Would be additional products that you're developing right now that we can start thinking about for 2019?
There are so many ideas that we have, so many different ways.
You got to almost like limit them down, right?
Yeah, exactly. I think my favorite is the Bluetooth tape measure that we'd like to work on early next year.
Okay, so you could have a whole suite of tools for accurately cutting and measuring. No waste. The old, you know, measure twice, cut once. Just measure once and cut once and be done with it, right?
You got it. The Internet of Power Tools.
I love it. Brad Kreil, if people want to learn more about Velocity, where can they go?
VelocityRobotics.com.
Fantastic stuff. Hey, man, I'll see you on the other side of this thing later.
All right. Thanks a bunch.
We're talking to Tabitha Barron from KIX, which stands for Keeping Your Kids Safe. Man, I'm so happy to talk to you tonight. I'm really just can't say congratulations enough on a job well done out there. Welcome to the show. Tell us about KIX.
Yes. So my niece got put on the wrong school bus twice in the same school year. So I developed this software and system that actually helps to prevent a lot of that.
This is a crazy story. So you literally had two of your children put on the wrong bus.
The same child.
The same
school year.
Whoa. Okay, that's a problem to be solved.
Yes.
And you took it upon yourself to solve it.
Yes.
So how do you solve this problem?
So I give every student an NFC card.
Okay.
And then we give the administrators a tablet, and they scan each one of them, and it has a visual representation of the child and where they're supposed to go. So it helps them to identify the bus that they're supposed to board and the stop they're supposed to get off at.
Simple solution, but someone had to think of it.
Yes.
Because I can't imagine having my child lost once, much less twice.
Yes.
And be like, okay, we're taking care of it. And you're a go-to action kind of person.
Yes.
I love that. As far as
I'm so annoyed.
Yeah. You must have a lot of happy parents behind you being like, wait a second, you're the best.
Yes, they are. They send me messages all the time, and they even approach me when I don't even recognize them as parents.
Really?
Yeah, and so they actually tell me thank you a lot because they are very happy about the fact that they're at work and they live by their phone to send, so wait for
they
the text
message
to come through.
My kid's home. Yes. It's on the right bus.
Yes.
Very, very cool. Where
and
did you
even
guys?
A couple times they've actually had it where they were attempting to place a child on the wrong bus, and a parent called and said, that's not the proper bus.
Whoa, so it actually intercepted.
Yes.
And it did what it was supposed to do.
Yes.
That must be a very gratifying feeling. Be like, wait a second, here's a problem. I came with a solution. It works. Now it's time to get it into people's hands and scale it.
Yeah, that's how I feel. I'm excited about it. I think it's a good thing, and a lot of people like it. And I'm glad that I was able to add value somewhere.
Absolutely. Job well done. Technology, inspiration, all behind that. People want to learn more about Kix. Where can they go and check this out and tell their school district, I want this on my buses?
Oh, absolutely. So our website is KYKS first, spell out the word, .com. And you'll have all the information there, and you can actually send us an email, or you can complete a parent form that actually allows us to contact the school and talk to them about the interest that has been drummed up on the website.
Tabitha, you get the Tech Vibe Radio Award for tonight for coolest company just because you're keeping kids safe, and I'm just giving you the award right now. Simple as that. Very, very cool. Thanks for hanging out with me tonight. I really do appreciate
it. Thank you for having me.
We're getting close to the end of all this. So many companies, it's going by so fast, but having such a great time here at Demo Day. And so Spandice, a company that's been around for a bit. We have Helen Bain here. Helen.
Hi.
Thanks for hanging out with me tonight.
Thanks for having me.
So Spandice is a pretty cool product here. I think a lot of people probably need it too.
Yeah.
So tell me about Spandice.
Well, back pain is a real thing, you know? So, yeah, I mean, I started the company because I suffer from back pain myself.
Okay.
And I needed a way to be able to wear my therapy.
Right.
You know, without taking time out of my life. I was sick of lying on 3 ice packs on the ground.
I'm more about the bag of peas.
Yeah.
Because it kind of kind of conform a little bit.
Yeah, but then it falls down your pants. It gets everything all wet. You know,
that's kind of the downside of it. Right.
Yeah.
So I need something better, like what you're making, right?
Absolutely. So we make a wearable thermal therapy to help people manage pain. And we're specializing in the pregnant and postpartum space because our products are offering belly support as well. So, you know, to be able to accommodate ice and heat therapy to target back pain, belly support, help with posture, and our postpartum recovery wrap also helps with C-section recovery, mastitis, breast engorgement, and some light abdominal support too in the healing process.
Good Lord, that's a lot of things. And you've really kind of really, you know, focusing on this market.
Yeah.
I'm sure people are looking at this being like, whoa, where's this been? You know, so glad that they have it. How's the market been reacting to this?
I mean, very, very well. The problem is we are, you know, a small company, and getting the word out there has been difficult. So that's where you come in, right?
We're trying. That's why we're trying to give a little airtime here so people can learn about Spandice as far as that is. And you've been working on this for a while now, about 3 or 4 years, I think?
Yeah, it's been 3 years since we released our first product through Kickstarter targeting back pain, you know, back pain sufferers in general. And we narrowed our focus to pregnancy and postpartum last year because the response was so great, and we've increased our sales by 3x since that pivot.
Very cool.
Yeah.
What was the biggest thing that came out of going through the Alpha Lab program to get you rolling forward?
I think, learning how to iterate quickly, product development, getting consumer feedback early on, and really, you know, going to your customers and figuring out what is the next best thing that you can be working on.
Sounds like a plan. People want to learn more about Spandice and buy your products because they work so well. Where can they go and check you out?
They can go to spandice.com. That's SPANDICE.com. And we sell direct to consumer from our website. We're on Amazon. You can find us at mom and baby shows across the country. Yep.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Congratulations on a job well done. We're so glad you're hitting the market now.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
Thank you.
Okay.
So I think we saved the best for last. Dare I call it a blast from the past? We have Felix Lloyd here. I mean, come on, man. You had a really cool company. How many years ago were you in Pittsburgh with your first company?
10 years ago.
It was 10 years ago.
But 10 years ago, I started it in Alpha Lab, and then for 3 years, we ran it, and we left in 2010 when it was acquired by the company in Austin.
I remember that.
So 8 years since I've been here that way.
And I saw your name on the list tonight. I'm like, oh, my God, Felix is here. I was like, Blast in the past. So tell us about your company, Zoobean.
You know, just like my first company, it's always about education and kids. This one is very much about reading. It's predicated on the belief that reading just 20 minutes a day can dramatically increase how kids perform in school and feel about themselves, and for adults as well. And it makes a huge impact for all of us. So that being said, tools are needed to both motivate folks and keep better data around it, and that's where we come in.
So where was the inspiration for this? I mean, you're like a multi-company dude at this point. You keep coming back for more punishment, right?
I know punishment's the key term there. You know, since leaving, I had kids. And
that's a good inspiration for starting companies like this. Absolutely.
And you start to appreciate the power of books, getting them in front of the right books, making them have a love of reading. And a beautiful thing, the age my kids are, eight and six, they have a natural love for reading, so we just want to encourage that, embrace that, and make sure we're doing our best to track it and associate it with the things they have to do in school as well.
Cool. So tell me how it works. How does a student interface with it?
Yeah, so a public library or school will license the software, and they'll use it to facilitate reading challenges.
So you got to get the challenge going, man.
It makes people read 20% more when you put it in the context of a challenge. So Mark Cuban's an investor now. We were on Shark Tank since we left.
Dude, I love it.
I know. It's been a great journey, and everything always comes back to Pittsburgh. But, you know, the challenges will be something like he does a winter reading challenge where you have to read 500 minutes during the month of January, for example. And our platform becomes a source for both tracking that reading, earning virtual badges around it, and then getting the data.
Getting the rewards, encouraging, incentivizing, and then they're learning and not knowing it, but having a good time and becoming better human beings, right?
Better human beings.
Where can people learn more about Zoobean?
At Zoobean.com. And it's going to take you to our primary product right now, which is called Beanstack. Tonight, we introduced the Hourglass, which is actually a hardware product that we did through Alpha Lab Gear. We've had the software as a service company for the last few years.
Gotcha.
But now we're introducing a hardware product because we know that some reading takes place away from a mobile phone or any web application. So we want to capture it through a device that's like a nightlight that the kid can have to flip over, give light, but also track their reading.
Clever, man. I can't keep up with you, man. I'm sorry. I'm not worthy to hang out. So glad we got to catch up, and I'm glad you're in Pittsburgh doing stuff, man. Yeah. You got a presence here. We need more Felix in Pittsburgh, dude. More Felix in Pittsburgh. That's my call for 2019.
I'll take it.
Great stuff. What a great time here hanging out with InnovationWorks, Alpha Lab, and Alpha Lab Gear at the big old demo day. Felix, I think this was the biggest demo day ever. We've been to so many of these, bringing our listeners the new companies, the stories, the passion behind it. Mm-hmm. It's like Christmas for me. Mm-hmm. I'm just enjoying it, and I'm sad that it's at an end, but you know what? It keeps going. There's going to be another cohort. We're going to have more of this in by 18 months when the next thing goes. Keep picking out new companies.
It's amazing.
I love it.
Pittsburgh's amazing. IW, Alpha Lab Gear, unequaled.
Without a doubt. I think we'll leave it at that.
All right.
Unequaled. Thanks, InnovationWorks, for letting us hang out and learn more about the Tech Council. We're going to pghtech.org. This is Jonathan Kirsting with the Pittsburgh Technology Council.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.